I get a lot of questions from people in e-commerce who are in what I would call a sort of wake-up setting. They're waking up to things that are going on in their business, particularly on their growth, marketing, media buying side, and they're realizing there's all this information there's out there, and they don't know exactly what to do with it and where to go next with it. They may be earlier in their business, earlier in their career, or they may have been burned by their third agency and they don't know what to do about it, and they're just scratching their heads and trying to figure out what to do next. And so today on the show, I want to talk with you about what I think the number one thing an operator or just an e-commerce professional can do if they are in a wake-up stage of business. And really what I would advise almost anybody to do after 10 years in e-commerce, 10 years in growth marketing, what would I say to somebody about what's the core skill they need to learn and to build on? And I'm going to give you the preview here. It is to develop clear point of view. Develop clear point of view. So today I'm going to talk about what I mean by that phrase, why I think it'll be helpful to you. So thanks for listening, for watching. As always, hello, I am Andrew Ferris. This is the Andrew Ferris Podcast. I'm so glad you're with me. And now let's jump into an episode about developing clear point. So what do I mean by the phrase point of view? What I mean is, very often, the reason that e-commerce operators and professionals struggle, especially on the growth side of things, is because they don't really have a clear strategy that they're trying to execute or a clear point of view. They're constantly at the mercy of what experts tell them, and they don't have any internalized convictions about what is true about building a great e-commerce business. And this is true across a lot of different parts of the business. And in one respect, it's actually completely unavoidable. This is the reality of experience, is that, you know, when I got into e-commerce, I had some ideas floating around, was developing some principles of thinking. But the truth is, I didn't get the vast majority of the things that I believe now really internalized to me until I had a bunch of reps doing it. But what I believe is possible, for a lot of reasons, I believe this, what I believe is possible is that you can actually develop better internal point of view and internal perspective around some key strategic principles in your business earlier now than it has been possible to do at least ever in my 10 years in e-commerce. Because there is so much more knowledge in the e-commerce community today, presented and packaged so much better than it was when I started, that you can accelerate your learning. And the number one way you protect yourself from terrible agency experiences, from terrible employer experiences, from losing a lot of money on ads, and from building a business that really never works, the number one way you can do that is by getting your feet planted firmly on some clear growth principles and big ideas that are true and will work. The enemy of this kind of thinking is the every business is different line. Every brand is different. Every ad account is different. That is the most likely thing to frustrate me to no end that I see spoken regularly on Twitter or elsewhere. This whole idea that every brand is different, every e-commerce business is different, of course is true in one respect. But another respect, that's a really unhelpful phrase, because actually there are things that apply to almost every business that are out there, and at least ought to be the starting point for the way that you ought to think about things. The notion that every single brand is different and every single account is different, while technically true, is actually unhelpful. And there are things, there are rules you can apply. This is why there are professionals who are capable of repeating their experience in multiple places. It's not just because they are talented, though that might be the case. It's also because they develop ideas and principles that work. This is why agencies exist, because agencies across lots of different areas of expertise, right? Like I have a friend who runs an operations and supply chain agency. My friends at More Staffing, you know, my longtime sponsor on this show, they have particular expertise around recruiting and training, and they have a whole separate side of their business around supply chain and expertise they've built up there, because there are principles that work in all of those places. And of course, that's true in Meta ads or in Google ads, etc. So there are things that really do work. And here's the thing that I'm getting at. If you are in a stage of business where you are earlier or in a wake-up stage, like I said, again, this doesn't actually have to be early stage, because you can actually get really far in a business while not doing very well on some of these things, just because your product is so good, your margin is so good, your LTV is so good, et cetera. That can all be the case. But what you really need most, more than, or what you really need when you're in that wake-up stage, is to learn those principles that are true across as many of those parts of the business as you possibly can. And because I am me, and because my because my show focuses on what it focuses on. I want to apply that specifically to meta ads growth for your business right now and to growth marketing in general, because this is an area where people lose lots and lots of money and have totally frustrating experiences. Maybe you've heard the story or you've had the experience of working with an agency or working with a freelancer or something like that. And the interactions go like this. Freelancer or agency tells you X is what we are going to do. So they lay out X plan, right? Whatever. This is the plan. This is what we're going to do. And then you say, because you don't necessarily know any better, okay, sounds good. You're the expert. I want to trust you. You've convinced me that you're an expert for whatever reason. And how they convinced you that, who knows? Might have just been a good salesperson. Might have been something they showed you that really convinced you of that. So like for X expert, for the expert to do that, they roll out X plan and they tell you that. And then what ends up happening is it doesn't work very well. And then they give you this thing over and over again, which is like, just trust me, I need more time. I can do it. I know how to do it. Just, I need more time. Okay. And so you say, okay, sure. And then you keep waiting and waiting and they keep, and anytime these conversations happen, they throw more ideas out there and they say, okay, here's another idea for you. Here's another idea for you. Here's another idea for you. And so all the time when things are going poorly, they're constantly telling you what they're going to do to solve it, because most people are actually trying to solve the problem. I've not been around very many people who are just selling snake oil out here. Like, I think they want to help businesses. They want to help brands. They want to help clients, all those things. And so they always come with the next idea because they're trying to solve it. But there is this inherent built-in tension of like, do I trust this person? Do they really know what they're doing? Can I figure that out? And the way this relationship often works is that on the agency side, this is the person who theoretically is armed with all of this specialized knowledge to help you figure out what's going on in your brand. And so you try to trust them. And then over here, when it's not working, you're sitting there asking yourself, should I keep trusting them? Should I keep trusting them? Should I keep trusting them? And that hamster wheel spins and spins and spins and spins. And you end up having this weird situation where you're not really, and this is the thing to watch out for, you're not really trusting a method or an idea. You're trusting a person. And you're assuming this person is the solution to your problem and is the problem solver. Okay. Now, sometimes there are uniquely valuable, talented people who you should do everything you can to keep as close to your business as possible, just because you know they know really, really well. But what I'll tell you is those people, they don't have losses forever. At some point, they get W's. At some point, they get wins. And that's the reason why you can trust them so much, right? And so they pile those up. So they may have a loss at some point or whatever, but because everybody does, right? Nobody's right all the time. But they've proven through their thinking in your business that they are trustworthy sources. When you have those people, hold on to them with everything you have, with everything you can. Don't try to do it cheaper. Don't try to maintain it out. Don't try to whatever. Keep them as long as you can, especially if they're good quality people, okay? But in the midst of that, my challenge to you is in that back and forth where the person is telling you, don't worry, I just need more time. I need more time. You can trust me. Here's the next idea. And you're wondering if you should. The way to solve that gap in your business is develop perspective, develop point of view so that you have a rubric through which you can evaluate their ideas. Don't be stuck taking their word for it. Learn the best principles, particularly around the areas of your business that are going to be the largest investments. And for almost every e-commerce brand, meta ads is one of your largest investments. At some point, if you've gone through 3 or 4 agencies, 3 or 4 freelancers, and you can't solve the problem is you. And the reason I say that is not because you're necessarily doing a bad job. It's because you need to do the work to learn what it is that you're looking for, so you can evaluate the claim somebody else is making to you. You need to understand as well as possible, particularly in the places where your money's gonna go the furthest. If you need to add to your team, you should be looking in the Philippines. This is one of those things that you can develop point of view about as I'm discussing in this very episode. You should be thinking about how to build an incredible team full of highly talented people, and yet how to do that while keeping OpEx low as a percentage of revenue. And there is no better way to do that besides finding incredible talent in the Philippines with my friends at More Staffing. More Staffing will help you recruit, train, onboard, coach incredible talent in the Philippines. And there is incredible talent in the Philippines, people with deep e-commerce resumes who will bring value all over your company, like marketing, supply chain, operations, all over the place, from manager, director, even executive level roles. that can come in and make a huge impact on your business right away. The value exchange is really, really clear, which is that salaries for Filipino employees are much lower than they would be in the US. And yet, by offering a competitive salary relative to Philippines levels, you can get incredible talent. And that is exactly what you will do with the talent that's brought to you from folks at More Staffing. More Staffing will help you locate that talent. And they've done it for lots and lots of my listeners so far, including not just listeners, but for me. I have built a lot of my team in the Philippines. I'm very happy with them. I love them. They do great work. They're great quality people. They work hard. And they're just a joy to work with. And so you should be considering doing that. More Staffing has been my sponsor on this show for a long time. Both sides, both them and I, keep re-upping this relationship because it has been a great partnership and listeners continue to tell me they've had a great experience with them. Really simple. Go find incredible talent in the Philippines for your business by going to More Staffing. And you can do that at morenow.co/F for Andrew Ferris. And go get started today finding incredible talent in the Philippines for your e-commerce business. So here's what I mean. At some point, you should have perspective on whether or not your agency should be auto-bidding versus manually bidding your ad account. That might sound small. I actually think it's a huge deal. I think it's a really big deal that says a lot about how somebody thinks about the world. It says a lot about somebody's trust in machine learning forecasts versus their own approach to managing money. If I'm auto-bidding my ads, there's not really a great reason to do that except because I believe I am better at allocating dollars than Meta's machine learning. Now, look, somebody out there might have a reason why they think that's really right, and they might have detailed information, but that person should be held to a standard of proving that point, just like somebody who believes in manual bidding, be held to a standard of proving that point in some way that really makes a difference, that really convinces you. Because it is a major decision about how your money will get spent. You will lose a lot of money by doing this wrong, and you will make a lot of money by doing it right. And so you, as the operator or as an early media buyer or something like that, should go figure out, what do I believe about this issue and who has the best evidence in support of their case? And it can't just be settled on a screenshot, because this is where brands actually are different. A $10 million brand and a $1 million brand and a $100 million brand are all in different stages of business, different relationships to their audience. And so saying my business spent a lot of money is not enough evidence to justify one of those opinions. You can do a great job with manual bids in a $1 million business and a $10 million business and a $100 million business. You can do a good job with auto bids in each of those businesses as well. And understanding the difference between those things is really, really important. And so just because one person has a big business doesn't mean, and a big impressive screenshot doesn't mean their perspective is right about everything they do. Right? I mean, you know this. Every business has problems. And so there's lots of ways that you can be right or wrong. But the thing you're looking for is, what is the most likely thing to be right in the most cases so that I can apply that strategically to my business and I don't get stuck taking someone's word for it? So what I'm saying with that last point is not so much both auto bids and manual bids can be right and wrong. What I'm saying is, it is true that creative really matters. So this is another thing I would say. Develop perspective about what makes great e-commerce creative. Find someone and hold their feet to the fire on, do they have a real idea about what they believe? Like in my case, the thing that I would say is customers need clarity above everything else. And so I'm going to develop creative with an aim at getting as clear as possible in everything we do and conveying as much information as possible in my ads, okay? You should have some idea of why that is the right or wrong opinion for your ads, and you should hold people who are making ads to you to that standard. Develop a position on that issue. Now, it's possible, of course, and this is where it gets confusing, that somebody does great creative and bad media buying, and that can push an ad account really far forward. They can still be wrong about media buying, though. They could also do great media buying and bad creative. That's going to be a lot harder, I think, to push an ad account forward. I think at some point you need some creative that works, but it's not even, I mean, I don't know. There's ways in which that can work too, and so the point is, you should develop perspective on both. You should develop perspective on how media buying ladders to your finances. The one word for that is attribution, understanding what is basically true about this. You should develop clear and good perspective about why or why not you ought to trust Meta 28-day click versus new customer revenue in Shopify versus Google Analytics last day click versus North Beamer Triple Whale or whatever. And you should have an idea of why you believe what you believe. Don't just take someone's word for it because they say, of course, you need a third-party attribution tool. Don't just take someone's word for it because they say, oh, Meta's in it for themselves, and so their attribution can't be trusted. Like, go do the work and figure out what you actually believe about those things. And in particular in Meta, what I think is for earlier stage brands especially, and for brands spending lots and lots of money, in both of those scenarios, it is more important for you than ever to get really deep and clear about what's going on. Because in the earlier stage, it can unlock the viability of your business. And when you're spending lots of money, it can unlock huge amounts of profit or loss in either direction. Okay. So that's the number one thing I'm looking for. Develop clear perspective on these issues. If you do that, you will then be able to go into a conversation, ask pointed questions to somebody. And when they are jerking you around saying, hey, this is why I'm going to do this, just give me another week, you can either say, you're right, some problems are hard to solve, and we're going to keep hammering away at it together. I trust you because I believe in your methodology. Not just I trust you and take your word for it, but I believe in your actual methodology. So there's that. Or you can say on the other side, no, what you are saying, you're just throwing things at the wall and hoping they're going to stick. That's not good enough for me. I actually need you to have a clear perspective and tell me why you believe that, etc. So that is the number one thing I would say for most earlier brands. And this is also why for earlier brands, my constant suggestion to them is if you're spending less than 50 grand a month, you should run your ads yourself. There's a lot of reasons for that. Because as much as there is great information out there, you will not internalize that information to your maximal ability unless you actually spend some time doing it yourself. It's going to be just really, really hard. I mean, the way to do it, if you want to, is to actually go into a call and ask very good, hard questions to somebody. And every time they say something that you don't totally understand, don't just breeze past it, stop them and say, explain that again, I don't understand it. Okay? Because that is what's going to help you to develop the skills that you need to develop. If somebody says on a call, your AMER is 2 and your bid caps are set at whatever number, and you don't know what AMER or bid caps are, you need to go and ask the question, what does that mean? I don't understand. How are you measuring that? Show me it in the spreadsheet. Force yourself to dig in because that will help you scale the business over more time. And if you're sub 50 grand in spend per month, doing it yourself, especially in a business that you run, first of all, economics work a lot better than actually hiring an outside person for that in the vast majority of cases. But secondly, besides the economics, what it's going to do is make you look and see how the Facebook revenue number in that Facebook dashboard is how that actually ladders to the new customer revenue in your Shopify account. And you're going to go like, huh, those are really close or not. And so this thing is working or this thing is not working, and you know, figure it out. So the actual best version of this is to do those things together. Get external learning and do it yourself in the early stage of business. If you can do the two of those two things together at the same time so that you actually have a sandbox in which to test ideas that you're hearing and then to actually learn to, and then actually to get reinforced learning as well, especially if you can also be talking to other people about those things, talking to experts about those things, that's going to help you really internalize the ideas. So even if you get to $50,000 a month in spend and decide your attention needs to go somewhere else in the business, when you go hire an agency or a freelancer, you will now be very well equipped to hire somebody who will be really good. You'll be able to ask them pointed questions. You'll know what you're looking for. You'll know what's BS and what's not. And then you'll be able to find the right person. You won't get taken for a ride by an agency in quite the same way because you'll understand and internalize things that then help you evaluate and make a better decision. If you're wondering where to go to find that, I have an answer for you. And my answer is to go to Common Thread Collective's Admission product. Admission is by far the best learning community for Facebook ads of which I am aware. If you want to learn meta ads and not just meta ads, but full e-commerce growth, go to Admission. I put a link in the show notes and I'm going to get in front of this now and tell you that is an affiliate link. This is not the reason I did this episode. This is not a paid sponsored episode. It is an affiliate link. In fact, I am going to also add a non-affiliate link. So if you feel uncomfortable with my recommendation because you feel like it's not fair that I make some money on this, that's fine. Click the non-affiliate link and go sign up anyway. Okay? That's okay with me. I just want you to know that's not the reason I am doing this. I am saying this because Common Thread Collective, as an ad agency, what separates them, in my opinion, from just about everybody else in the space is point of view. They have absolute clarity to some things that work in the large aggregate of advertising and in e-commerce in a way that nobody else I know of does. They have worked very, very hard for a long time at distilling that into information that you can internalize and understand. They communicate it clearly. And Admission is a really cost-effective way for you to go and learn those things as much as possible in a community of people through some pre-recorded content and some ongoing live content, including exclusive webinars with Taylor Holiday, who is the smartest person in e-commerce that I know in growth, marketing, and in thinking about how to grow an e-commerce profitably. And they're going to present that stuff to you in a way that's really, really helpful and understandable. And so if you were to ask me, where do I go to get that information? That is my answer. Go to Admission. internalize the information, you will develop a point of view there. They will make the case for the things they believe about how your marketing spend ladders to your P&L, why you should be running manual bids, how great creative works, all those things that become really foundational, and you will be able to build from there. You also get access to a bunch of their team and some of that stuff too, to help you answer questions along the way. So that's the way I would say, if you're wondering what practical step you should take if listening to this episode, listen to my podcast, go back, try to internalize as much of that as possible. I really try to teach these principles as clearly as possible, and then go and join admission. So I hope that makes sense. Develop as much point of view as you possibly can. As you develop point of view, that will be a foundation that you can build on. And of course, it will develop more and more over time with more experience. And from there, you can also go and hire great people, build your business as profitably as possible, and then keep yourself from being taken for a ride in all kinds of different places and losing a lot of money in the process. All right, hope that one made sense to you. It made sense to me when I was saying it, but I just watched so many people have things go so wrong, and I get so many questions from folks about where they should start and what they should do and all these things. And this is the thing I go back to over and over and over again. Develop point of view, get some help from the folks at Common Thread Collective via admission, and you'll be off to the races to know what you need to know to build a great e-commerce business. As always, I'd love your feedback on this episode. So you can do that by reaching out to me at podcast@ajfgrowth.com. I've had some really great questions and thoughts and even just like kind words recently, which has been very much appreciated and very encouraging for me. So thank you so much. You can also reach out to me on Twitter @AndrewJFerris. I would love to talk to you there, or find anything that I am doing and working on at ajfgrowth.com. You can also sign up for my email list there. I will not spam you. In fact, I have sent very few emails ever to that list, but I will send you my favorite free e-commerce resources, 4 of them that will get you started, sent straight to your inbox. So go sign up for my email list at ajfgrowth.com. Of course, go visit my friends at More Staffing, who I just absolutely love. Virtual assistants can be helpful. Virtual professionals can change your business. You can find them in the Philippines with More Staffing. Go to morenow.co/AF to get connected to More Staffing. And next week on the show, what's happening next week on the show? I don't think I know yet. You should subscribe though. Oh, very soon. My next Opening the Books is coming out. It is in production, post-production right now. Opening the Books with some people running a great men's personal care brand. It is not a beard brand this time, so some funny crossover there. But again, I talk to a brand that we really have to see their whole startup journey and a big turn towards profitability as they made some changes in their business in the last bunch of months. So it's going to be really, really good. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on that episode. It's going to be awesome. Thanks so much, as always, for listening, for watching. I'll talk to you next time. And I'll break it all. I know the script with my eyes closed.